got that like small dog syndrome, so it's like he thinks he's a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd probably walk around with like, "What up?" Because he's kind of ghetto,
or it kind of sounds like Pitbull.
No, God, I hate that motherfucker. Although he's kind of hot, and he has a big package.
He's only hot when he has his glasses on.
Yes, because then he takes. Well, his eyes are nice because he's got like Jewish eyes.
But
he probably
walks
like, I don't talk to him that way. I call my little poopy. Oh my God, my little poopy. That's what I say to him.
Like, I always say, do you have time to stay on the phone? Are you good? Are you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I was just saying, I lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was saying. I'm sorry.
Poor Ricky.
I'm old.
This is what happens when you're simple.
I'm big fatty.
Careful, you'll be on the opening.
No, careful, you'll be on the opening.
Right.
Ruh-ro.
Is that Big Dipper? I'm still confused.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty online.
Although he's kind of hot. And he has a big package.
He's only hot when he has his glasses on.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1724 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the Tooth of September 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to talk about State of the Station, and I've got some voice letters and an Axe Big Fatty question. Yes, we got it. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, old school. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's a good day. Good day Monday in the coal mine. Got quite a bit done, and y'all, and believe it or not, Sunday night, Big Fatty actually slept pretty well. So I was very pleased with that. That was a good thing. And let's see, was there anything else? Oh, you know, I had made my Brussels sprouts, and some of that bacon wrap poke loin, and y'all put a little barbecue sauce on top of it. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. And so that was that. And I think that's and of course, Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Yo, I'm trying to rearrange my junk. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear that. What was I saying? I forgot. I'm old like Big Ricky. Big Fatty, poor Big Ricky. And then, of course, we had the State of the Station, but I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. But first, I want to do this. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the tooth of September. Y'all, let me just say, there's evidently a lot of fucking that goes on the first week in December, because, y'all, there's a lot of celebrations exiting the birth canal this week. Y'all, today on the tooth of September, y'all, it's the first time we've celebrated this celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it was one of the people you heard at the beginning of today's little show. It wasn't Big Ricky. No, Big Betty, it was not Big Ricky. It was Roger. Oh, y'all, that is a garden solid. Roger, you know, he is the newest incarnation of co-host over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And he is over there with Big Ricky now. And y'all, they're both coming to After Pride 48. Yes, Big Ricky. It is Roger's birthday. So, y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the Face Space, you just make sure that you wish him a happy exiting of the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Big Ricky makes two cakes, because he'll probably eat one of Big Fatty. I can't believe I said that. gonna talk? No, well, I got nothing to talk about because y'all, I'm over here at Spotting Big Fatty, and there's nothing. There's nothing new over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, the last thing that was posted was 3 weeks ago. And I don't know if Spotting Crazy is just not checking it or if people are just not sending things in. But y'all, I'm very disappointed because, you know, Big Fatty loves. He just loves to come over here to Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, there are no pictures over here. Y'all, it's real easy to do. All you have to do is send a picture in to old Spotting Crazy and he'll take care of it and put Big Fatty's head on it. You don't even have to do it. Just send the picture in, and it'll all be taken care of, and you'll get credit for it. And, y'all, it makes Big Fatty so very, very happy. Big Fatty, I know you're disappointed, but I know that so many people are going to say, Big Fatty, I have spotted you. Gussie, y'all, Sunday night we had the State of the Station, and y'all, a lot of good information over there. Y'all, by the way, if you'd like to hear that, it's already posted over there at the Pride 48, and you can get it in your iTurds and all that kind of stuff, too. Now, y'all, a couple of things have happened. We've passed the deadline to order a T-shirt. Can't do that no more. We've passed the deadline now for the Zarkana Sunday night ticket, so that's gone. Now, this is coming for right is the deadline for those that are coming in early to go to the Peppermill restaurant. And you can sign up over there under the events tab at the Pride 48. Y'all, all you have to do is register. You give them your e-letter address and you make a password, and then you can sign up for all the different events. It's very simple. Even Granny figured it out, y'all. So if you can't figure it out, you're Big Fatty, they're in bad shape if Granny figured it out. It's true. And y'all, then on next Sunday, the 7th, it is the penultimate State of the Station. Big Fatty, what does that mean? It means the next to the last. Well, why didn't you just say next to the last? Because it's much fancier to have the penultimate. And then y'all, a week from this, for right, the 12th of September, y'all, that's the very last chance. You can sign up for the Brofkas. And y'all, we've got quite a good group coming, but there's still room right now. But, y'all, you got to get your reservations in over there for that. Now, y'all, a couple other things. Oh, and the other thing, the Pride 48 auction closed, y'all. And I'm happy to say that there were 6 ointments that were done, crema ointments that were done by that Gus Chad. And y'all, 5 of the 6 sold for $100, $100 a piece. And if you are the winning bidder on that, that Joey Bukkake told us that those would be going out probably today when you hear it, if they hadn't already gone out. And y'all, there was one ointment that sold for more than $100, and that was the Big Fatty ointment. Brought in the most. It's true. We've brought $101. Big Fatty, that's incredibly more than all the rest of it. It's true.
But anyway, thanks to everybody that participated in the auction over there. It was and a special thanks to that Gus Chad for the lovely handmade crema ornaments. Y'all, over there at the Pride 48, y'all, there's a new banner over there. It says "Buy Pride 48 Raffle Tickets," and y'all, if you click on that, it's a little blue banner. You can go over and you can see what the different items are that have been donated to the Pride 48 raffle. And y'all, the way it works, if you have donated money during the June event or Over the summer or throughout the year, since Pride 48 last September, y'all, for every $5 you donate, you're going to get a ticket that's going to go in the pot. And y'all, during the weekend, during the closing show, I believe is when we do this, during the closing show, we'll be drawing the tickets out, and y'all will have everybody's name written down and with the associated number of tickets that they're entitled to. Oh, and we'll have random drawings, and y'all, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 9 prizes we're going to be giving away to the people who have entered. Y'all, I won't say the best one, but the big prize. We're going to call it the big prize. The big prize. The big prize is a podcasting kit. And y'all, it is a what do you call that? It's a mixer board and a micro hoist and a micro hoist stand, and y'all, it's and what we're doing is we're and cables and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, what we're doing is whoever wins, we're gonna get in touch with them. That Daniel Biba is going to get in touch with them and find out what their particular needs are and what they would like to do and things like that. And if you're not interested in doing a podcast, we can you can donate it to someone who you would like to help out or something like that. But y'all, we're going to you'll have a budget of between $250 and $300 for podcasting equipment. And what we'll do is, after you talk with that Daniel Biba, y'all, then the equipment will be ordered and it'll be direct shipped to you. So there's no, you know, we can get that Amazon Prime and it'll just ship it right to you, and then they have to pay the postage. Big Freddy, that's smart. And and y'all, there are fun little giftettes over there on the raffle. And y'all, if you've got something you want to donate to the raffle as a prize, just get in touch with that Adam Burns, you know, old baseball, crooked baseball cap. It's adam@pride48.com, and let him know. Y'all, we've got a game, the Schmovie game, Big Freddy. We've got a Bear Pride Afghan. Big Freddy, that's lovely. I just think that's yes. We've got a Pride lap quilt that was handmade by Q Sledge, and this is the Bear Pride Afghan was handmade also. Big Freddy, and then y'all, there's something vulgar. There's just something vulgar over there, y'all. It's called the Fleshlight Launch Pad and Fleshlight Flight, and y'all, it's some sort of masturbatory device. Big Freddy. Go over there and take a look at that, y'all. We've got a hand painted Pride 48 picture over there that Brenda Boo has done. Y'all, there's a Pride 48 t-shirt and mouse pad with the new logo on it that'll go to someone. Y'all, we've got another vulgar prize over there, y'all. It's the clone of Willie. Big Freddy, clone of what? A Willie. And y'all, you can mold your Willie. Big Freddy, I hope Mike Lawson wins that. Oh, Big Freddy, I don't believe I said that. I meant I hope Josie wins that. Anyway, y'all, then there's another hand-painted picture. It's the hand-painted Vintage Vegas picture that was also painted by that Brenda Boo. Y'all can go over there and take a look at them. And if you care to enter the raffle, you just hit that purple button there that says Support Pride 48 and donate. And that's where that is. Now, y'all, I'm not gonna bug you anymore about the hospitality suite or about the interstitials. You know how I feel about that, and I think that there are a lot of folks that have worked many an hour to get this event ready, and I just don't think it's too much to ask for each person to donate 10 minutes to do an interstitial or an hour to host a room full of liquor. Big Freddy, sign me up! Okay. But, y'all, just in case you are wondering, as of right now, for the hospitality suite, we still need We still need host for Thursday night from 9 p.m. To 1 a.m. We need them for Friday night. No, I'm sorry. We don't need any for Friday now. We need them for Saturday night from 11 p.m. To 1 a.m. And then we need them for Sunday from 8:30 p.m. until 11 p.m. Or 11:30 p.m., I'm sorry. And y'all, if there are other times that you want to kind of double up with somebody that time is already taken, just ask Turnip Head. And y'all, you just write to Turnip Head, T-U-R-N-I-P-H-E-D, there's no A in that, at pride48.com, and let him know that you're interested in doing that. Now, y'all, I'm going to go over here to the interstitials and just tell you what's left as of this recording for the interstitials. Now, I know that there are some slots that have already been taken, but they just hadn't been posted yet, because you know Blind Guy Jay is in the Pacific time zone, and which is not the only time zone that matters, and he just hadn't gotten home to post them yet. So not all of these are going to be available, but we've got an interstitial before the old stink pot, Toppy Smelly on Friday night. We've got one before Secretly Timid on Saturday afternoon. We've got one before on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. We've got them interstitials before the Howdy Do Pancakes and the Next Blime and the It's All About Med and the Dubious Intentions and the Library is Open and the Jaded City. And then on Sunday, we have got openings as of right now before Go Big or Go Home, Ding the Bell, Took and Beanie, and Catching Up, sometimes known as the Joe Batant Show. Like I say, all of those aren't going to be available, but y'all, what you can do, if you want to know what the schedule for the shows is, it's over there at the pride48.com. Hit the Vegas tab, and then it right there at the very top on the news tab, it says Vegas show schedule, and you just click right on it, and y'all, it tells you when the shows are and what times they are and all like that, so you can just kind of look down through there and see if there's one that you'd like to do a little interstitial for. Be Fatty, that sounds very easy. That's basically all I got right now for the Pride 48 update. But anyway, yes, Big Freddy, I think you've updated us quite well. Yes, Big Freddy. In fact, Big Freddy, you've updated us quite well. There's no time to play those voice letters that you promised. Well, you know, and for some people, the fact that I'm not playing voice letters will mean... Big Freddy, we love a B flat. So, y'all, we are, you know, y'all, September, it's the change of seasons. We will have the change of seasons here coming up. When is that? On the 22th. Although, you know, down there in the future, I'm sure September the 1st, they consider that the first day of spring. Because, y'all, they're just a little bit off down there. Y'all, speaking of people down in the future that are a little bit off, y'all, that R.T. Cruiser. R.T. Cruiser. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, he left on the tooth, and he's heading to the U.S. of A. He's going to do a little touring in Walnut Hills, and then he's going to head up to the San Francisco. So nice, I named it twice. And then he's going to see that Timmy Sims. Big Freddy! Oh, Timmy Sims says hi to me sometime. He's heading out to Pride 48. Y'all, he's going to spend 3 weeks over here in the U.S. of A. And Big Ricky, I know that you're doing something special for Roger's birthday. Anybody special you're going to have for him?
Although he's kind of hot. And he has a big package.
He's only hot when he has his glasses
on. Are you talking about Big Freddy again? Oh, dear gussies.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.